your running style the last few weeks at all? It looks like, I don't know if it's the offensive line or Shield, but it looks like there are fewer negative plays, more pushing the pile.
I have to give credit to the offensive line. You know, they're doing a great job of taking things personal each week. These guys are improving, and I'm seeing it during practice, you know, the way these guys prepare. They just have a fight about them. They don't win on every play. One thing I do know is that they're going to come back and the next play hit you in the mouth. So with that and me kind of tweaking some things and being more patient, putting those guys in the best position is helping our run game be more productive.
Yeah, just came in here and really put it down.
Yeah, we knew what type of environment we was coming into. We knew it was going to be a dogfight, and that's what it was. But I just got to give credit to all phases. Defense, they played good and protected us when we needed it. Special teams came up with a big play. Carter Patterson, he, you know, that return that he had, showed the greatness that he has. And then, I mean, offensively, we was able to make plays when we needed it. With that, we was able to come out with a big W. So, yeah, we just got to continue to look at it one week at a time and try to win that week.
The Flashes came at a great time because they had just gone.
That was a huge momentum change that I know kind of changed the mood on the sidelines and everyone.
Yeah. It was like I got electrocuted after that play. You know, it's kind of down going to the half. It was like, kind of remind of last week how that played out. But it was a great special teams play, and it gave us momentum. We were actually able to get the ball back, and we didn't finish off with 3 points, unfortunately. But, you know, Blair came back and made a big kick there in the fourth quarter to give us a 9-point lead. And the defense did a great job of giving us the ball back, and we was able to take it, finish it off.
And you may have already talked about your touchdown run, but if you would, it just seemed like you just saw daylight and it was over.
Yeah, it was daylight, man. You know, we walked out and we was in the huddle, and we had two opportunities previously. And like I say, I think the previous one we got 3 points, and one of them got blocked. So we knew that, hey, this was it. It's in our hands. Let's not put it back in the defense hand. Not that they couldn't get it done, but as an offense, we want to finish it. And the guys up front did a great job of blocking, opening up for me, and I was able to take it for the C-gap. Made one guy, why didn't make a miss to kind of, he went for the legs, right, bounced off, and there was nothing but green after that.
Cool. Thanks for coming.
Can you take me through that 80-yard run? I think you're kind of describing it. What that felt like for you, being able to break one like that. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. It felt good. Got to thank T. Newman because he took a knee, and the whole time I was thinking, like, man, he could have took it to the house, you know. But like I told him, I said, I appreciate the 80-yarder. But It was 4 minute offense. You know, we knew we needed to run the clock out at least. It was a great play that we put in, I think, in the third quarter, and it was working for us. We was able to, you know, not break free, but we were picking up 8 or 7 here. And on that particular play, I was able to just kind of be patient up top, press it. Offensive line did a great job of blocking it. I took it to the C-gap. Cornerback came, tried to take my legs out. I was able just to pull through, you know. I've had a couple of those, and those guys kind of beat me. But this on this opportunity, I was able to pull through and take it a distance to feel it.
Change now. You've said that you're starting to feel like your old self. In what way? What is coming back to you?
I would say just the feeling of just feeling more agile. You know, just more explosive, quicker. My vision. And just my whole vibe when I'm out there and I get into a rhythm, it's like it's becoming on a different level, like a Super Saiyan type level I would compare it to here in the past 3 weeks. So it feels good. You know, I'm just taking it 1 week at a time.
What did you talk about missed opportunities?
What do you attribute those qualities to?
Just confidence and time. The offensive line as well. Your play. Those guys motivate me. When I watch film, I see how hard these guys are fighting. You know, I see these guys lose on a play. I see these guys get back up and come hit a guy in the mouth. That's all you can ask for from the guys up front. Just to have that hard dog, that dog mentality, you know. So with that, I gain confidence, and it shows.
Adrian, you're the kind of player that when there's missed opportunities and points left on the board, it kind of fuels you more. Is that fair to say for this game for you?
Yes, it is. I kind of had a little outburst. On the goal line possession that we had, I was more so mad at myself on a play that we called. We was out 3 yards, and I wasn't able to get it in. We had a couple of errors on that play. We had to take three, and those can come back to bite. It didn't. But I feel like that kind of just fueled me more to make sure that when that opportunity came, I didn't waste it.
Did you say anything to Terrence Newman?
Yeah, I told him thanks. I appreciate it, man. I seen when he caught it, I thought he was going to take it down the sideline. He could have possibly had a pick six because he still had speed for sure. And he took the knee, and we knew offensively that we were going to go out and end it. So I think I remember Harris saying, hey, why not take an 80? And we were able to do that. It means a lot. You know, this is the vision that we have for this team. This is what Coach Zimmer talks about. He preached about, you know, just take it one week at a time, continue to fight in all phases, and, you know, we'll see things unfold in front of us. And that's what we've been doing. You know, everything hasn't been smooth sailing, but this group, we fight. We continue to fight. It's not one game we've been in where I've seen guys hanging their head or you feel the vibe that guys have quit. You know, so with that, anything is possible. So, you know, now here we are, and we are in a pretty good position. It doesn't mean anything. You know, we still have a long season ahead of us. You know, we're still in that third quarter. We just got to continue doing what we've been doing. That's taking it 1 week at a time and trying to be 1-0.
Do you feel any different here in Oakland and playing against the Raiders team that's up and coming?
It was good. Real solid defense. The fans here are crazy, you know, but, you know, I love the mentality when it's rowdy like that. But it was good to come in, and, you know, I don't think no one really gave us a chance for whatever reason. So we came in. We took it personal. Now we're flying home, 3-hour flight. We'll be able to enjoy it.
Do you feel any different physically now than you did 3 or 4 years ago?
Physically? You know, maybe stronger. I think I just keep, you know, just getting better with age.
You had, I think, 137 yards in the fourth quarter alone. It's gratifying to know that they're still leaning on you as much as they always have to put games away.
It is. It is. You know, it's something I take personal. I guess that's something that they see. By the way, I approach the game, you know, the way, you know, things that I have to say when I'm coming off the field. It's kind of based on the plays that, you know, they're presented to us and what we were able to do on those plays, run plays. But yeah, it feels good. You know, I have a job to do. That's why I say when my number is called, just being able to take advantage.